The RTE National Symphony Orchestra plays its central role in classical music in Ireland through live performance, broadcast and national touring. Internationally, the RTE NSO has toured Britain, France, Germany, Holland, Belgium, Austria, Hong Kong and the United States. The beginning of this year heralds a very busy time for the orchestra as they perform the annual Horizons series of contemporary Irish music concerts in January, as well as premiering two new works by Irish composers Fergus Johnston and Gerald Barry in February. CMC went along to rehearsals to find out about the RTE National Symphony Orchestra's commitment to new Irish music and spoke to composers, performers and orchestra management. And there you just heard an excerpt from John Buckley's A Mirror into the Light, performed by the RTE National Symphony Orchestra at rehearsals for John Buckley's Horizons concert on the 20th of January this year. First, I spoke to Brian O'Rourke, General Manager of the National Symphony Orchestra, and asked him about these premieres coming up in February and also about the orchestra's commitment to new Irish music.
Fergus Johnston piece is going to be entitled now Scenes and Interludes from the Earl of Kildare, which essentially is an opera he's engaged in. But this, we can take this as the first instalment. And of course, we're also having a piece by Gerald Barry. It's a reworking of a piano piece of his called Los Angeles, and it's now, its orchestral version is entitled No Other People. Gerald, of course, we've worked with a lot, and writes music of tremendous power and vibrancy, so we're looking forward to both these premieres with some eager anticipation.
Well, obviously it's vitally important for composers to have a platform, a professional platform, to present the music they perform, otherwise it's dead in the water. And in terms of the audience, audiences sometimes can be sure of what they like. A lot of the audience is drawn to the core audience of classical and romantic music or early music, and they have likes and dislikes and tastes. But there is an audience for, and that's a core audience, but there is another audience which is highly interested in contemporary expression and contemporary expression in music. And there needs to be a platform for the development of that taste and the dissemination of it to a wider and larger audience. So it's vitally important that concerts of this type take place.
Composer John Buckley has had a long and varied relationship with RTE, and this year has had his works performed as part of the RTE Horizons series by the National Symphony Orchestra.
I'm very attracted to the medium of the orchestra, and I've written perhaps a couple of dozen works for orchestra at this stage, and they've virtually all been geared towards what is now the National Symphony Orchestra. When I started in the late 70s, as you said, it was the RTE Symphony Orchestra. A number of the works have been commissioned for the orchestra. It's enabled me to put a body of my own work together, a number of concertos, a symphony, a number of other works also with choir and so forth. A number of these have been issued on recordings. And I've also had the great opportunity to work with the orchestra in an educational context, in particular the series ABC Sharp that I did for Lyric FM, a series of 36 programmes using the National Symphony Orchestra. I'm also associated in other ways through doing pre-concert talks for many of the orchestral concerts, and indeed more recently writing programme notes for their concerts as well. So I've had a very lively relationship with the orchestra for something approaching 30 years now, and would certainly hope that that can continue into the future.
Thank you.
And that was Benjamin Dwyer's percussion concerto, Rajas Sattva Tamas, which was performed by Richard O'Donnell on percussion and the RTE National Symphony Orchestra. This was also performed at the RTE Horizons series the 27th of January this year. Now let's hear from composer Benjamin Dwyer and then from Brian O'Rourke on the importance of commissioning orchestral works.
It's very important even just to hear these pieces. I mean, the last time I heard this piece live was in the year 2000, so it's nearly 8.5 years since I've heard the piece. So, you know, I think RTE have, at the same time, under difficult circumstances, I think in the last, 5 or 6 years, they've produced a very, very interesting body of work from Irish composers. And I think that a lot of these composers have shown that they're writing very, very unique and interesting orchestral music. And I think, even though I would love to see more commissions out there, I think the fruits of this policy will be recognised in about 10 or 15 years' time, I think, in, say, in the last 10 years from 1990, or say from 1995 to the present day. I think there's been a very interesting addition to the orchestral repertoire on the collective Irish scene. So I think it's on that level it's very positive, but you know, I would love to see more orchestral commissions if it were possible.
I can't really say much about the RTE's commissioning policy except in the past, before my time doing the job I'm doing now, works appeared, but there was a very strong idea that works should be commissioned and composers got commissions, and a body of work appeared, and there is a very, very sizable body of works commissioned by RTE from the past. In terms of how it's changed, there's a much more formal approach to it now. In actual fact, there's a committee which sits internally in RTE and looks at the applications for our commissions, listens to recordings, makes judgments based on the individual judgment of the members of the board, bring forward ideas for commissioning, for commissions for people who they may think are worthy of commissions. So generally it's on a much more formal basis, and it's judged on all sorts of things. Finance is always something, practicalities and logistics of being able to mount the work, and then there are, but I suppose overriding all these are the editorial concerns. I'm a great believer in progress. I mean, after all, the 4 minute mile is a thing of the past. The challenge of that, Mount Everest is conquered on a pretty regular basis. And I think it's music like life in general, endeavour in general, there's a progression. That's not to say that the people like, shall we say, 30 years ago, Duff, Larche, Fleischmann, Archie Potter, all those people who wrote, they wrote very competently in a language that was understandable at their time. Now we have composers venturing and finding their own languages as is compatible with contemporary life. So we have the Dunica Dennehys, we have Gerald Barry, we have Raymond Dean, all with uniquely different voices, and I like to say languages. They are extremely and competent, hugely competent and exciting in that way. They're well able to take their place in the world of contemporary music.
You just heard Samara by Raymond Dean, performed by the National Symphony Orchestra. That recording appears on a new disc of Dean's work, released in 2008, and that disc is part of an ongoing series which the orchestra are recording of new Irish compositions. I spoke to Brian O'Rourke about this, and about another exciting piece of news, the appointment of RTÉ Lyric FM's first composer-in-residence, Elaine Agnew.
Well, the first one, I think, was Petra Van Kant, yeah, which was fantastic. And the Raymond Dean followed that, and it's very excellent as well. And I think the Saoirse Bodley is really beautifully produced and engineered, is a tremendous representation of the of his works that are performed on that disc. Coming on after that, we have in the pipeline works by Ian Wilson, and we are engaged in completing a disc of Stephen Gardner's music, and we have actually completed the material for a Deirdre Gribben recording. So that's quite a body of works already, and they are produced, engineered, and recorded to the highest standards that we can manage. So it's a very exciting project.
2009 also has brought about something that we haven't seen before in Ireland. It's a composer in residence, which is being given to Elaine Agnew and RTÉ Lyric FM.
Yes.
So what can she expect to do in 2009, and how will the orchestra be involved?
Yes. Well, as you say, it's a Lyric FM composer in residence, but in association with the RTÉ NSO. While much of Elaine's work will be focused around Lyric FM, completing the work for a 10-minute work for the RTÉ NSO, which will be conducted by Gerhard Markson. And the beauty of this is that during its composition, Elaine is able to go to Gerhard Markson and to speak about the work in progress. So they have discussions about what's happening. It's down for recording late February, I think, or early March. We are going to perform it at the Lyric 10th anniversary celebrations in Limerick on the 3rd of May. So I think that's tremendous. Also, Elaine is going to do a little bit of educational work with members of the RTÉ NSO as well, aside from that. And of course, she has, during this residency, she has free access to all rehearsals that she wants to come to, and to any concerts she wants to come to, and access to the musicians and staff at all times.
And no better person to do it, because Elaine's very strong in her collaborative practices and also education as well.
Yeah, she has a great way with her, is to use a cliche, but she's very, very communicative. I think that she's really enjoying this collaboration.
You have been listening to a podcast from the Contemporary Music Centre podcast series. For more information, audio and video, go to cmc.ie.